Welcome to AM Best Audio.
AM Best has just released its rankings of the top mutual insurers for both property and casualty and life and health. Best Wire's Renee Curlick Hill has been covering the story and joins us now. So, Renee, let's start with the PC writers. Who were the top performers, and were there any changes in the rankings?
Hello, John. It's good to be back. Number one is still number one. State Farm Group boosted net premiums written 5.6% to, are you ready for this number? $113.79 billion last year. To put those billions in more perspective, State Farm's net premiums accounted for more than one-third of the $308 billion in premiums written by all U.S. property casualty mutual insurers last year. And their nearest competitor is Liberty Mutual. Now, Liberty Mutual wrote $37.23 billion of premium, but that's just less than one-third of State Farm's. State Farm is that big. Now, notable movement. Among the top writers, Auto Owners Insurance Group overtook Nationwide Property Casualty Group to become number four. Their premiums were up 7.6%. Nationwide's dropped 4.2%, so they switched positions in the best rankings.
Wow.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Now for the life and health carriers. Who were the top writers, and were there any changes there?
U.S. Life Health Mutual insurer net admitted assets grew 7% last year to $2.57 trillion. That percentage was exceeded by most of the 10 largest writers, according to the best rankings. Three of the top 10 writers posted double-digit growth. National Life Group moved from number 13 to number 10, after its net admitted assets rose 13.9%. Nationwide remained number four. Its assets were up 12%. The same happened at the number five position, which is held by Pacific Life Group, another one of those double-digit increases. New York Life retained its top spot. Its net admitted assets grew 7.3% to $479.82 billion, and that was just a bit more than the industry average.
Sounds like what you're saying here is that mutuals have been doing pretty well. Based on AM Best data, what do we know about mutuals and how they're performing these days?
In property casualty, the data showed that some writers were still working on their books last year after the industry was hit by economic inflation, higher legal, and weather claims costs. Net premiums written declined at three of the five largest writers nationwide, as we already mentioned, Liberty Mutual and American Family. They weren't big drops, but they were declines. In life and health, we're seeing some strong growth among the largest writers. All of the 10 largest writers increased net assets last year by 4% or more.
Interesting reporting. Renee, thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
That was Senior Associate Editor Renee Curlick Hill. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.